This podcast delivers an immersive in-universe radio news experience set in the Helldivers 2 universe. Get the latest news, updates, and battlefield reports from the past week, brought to you by PV Productions on Helldivers Radio. Please note, this show is not affiliated with Arrowhead Studios or Sony. It's an original production featuring original characters crafted for Helldiver fans by Helldiver fans.
In the heart of the night, we're bringing the news, updates from the front, the war we choose. Tech's advancing, strategies unfold, stories of heroes both brave and bold. Here's your daily wartime update, Super Earth's fight is never late. Joe Turner's got your vital dose, with Penny and Bulldog, we're keeping you close. Across the stars, the battles rage. We're watching the war, every step, every stage. Field reports from the front lines near. Morale is high, there's no need to fear. Here's your daily wartime update.
Good evening, Helldivers. It's February 7th, 8 p.m. And you know what that means. Season 3 of Helldivers Radio is officially here. That's right, new missions, new battles, and the same relentless fight for democracy. And for those of you who have been holding the line while we prepare for this new season, we salute you. Here's what's coming up in Season 3. We'll be keeping you updated every Thursday and Friday at 8 p.m., alternating each week so that you never miss a briefing. Our final episode drops July 17th, but don't worry, loyal citizens, bonus episodes will follow. Exclusively for operatives, featuring inside stories and classified reports, straight from the front lines. More info on that coming soon. And for those of you tracking our ongoing mini-series, get ready for Episode 3, Landing in April. Taking us even deeper into the lives of the unsung heroes fighting for freedom across the galaxy. But that's the road ahead. Tonight, we focus on the here and now. On the battles won and the ground lost, and the ever-pressing need for more Helldivers. Coming up, Penny Lively will break down the latest tech advancements, fresh from the Ministry of Truth. We'll cover the latest war updates from across the stars, and Bulldog will deliver a critical debriefing on the Democracy Space Station, and why it may be our most valuable strategic asset. And later, in the Table of Three, we'll break down the Short Bay battle, and what means for the war effort. And where we go from here, the stakes have never been higher, Helldivers, and we need all boots on the ground. It's time to drop, Helldivers. Let's get into it. After this short break.
Loyalty isn't just a belief, soldier. It's a way of life. And what better way to prove your devotion to democracy than by wearing it on your back? Introducing the B-100 Portable Hell Bomb, a beacon of liberation in a convenient backpack-sized format. Set it, drop it, and watch democracy spread in a 10-second countdown. Need something for closer engagements? The GP-20 Ultimatum, a front-loading grenade pistol, brings firepower right to your secondary slot. A compact launcher engineered for precision, but let's be honest, accuracy is optional. And for the most faithful of Super Earth's warriors, we present the IE-3 Martyr and IE-12 Righteous Armors, equipped with integrated explosives, because a true Helldiver never dies alone. They take the enemy with them. So what does true devotion to democracy look like? It looks like hell bombs. It looks like explosions. It looks like freedom, deployed at maximum velocity. The Servants of Freedom War Bond. Earn it, wear it, detonate it. Available now, exclusively for Helldivers. Contact your democracy officer for more information.
Helldivers, today's patch update comes straight from the Ministry of Truth. Let's get to it. Spray weapons. Gas effect duration increased from 6 to 10 seconds. If you're spreading democracy, might as well make it last. Illuminate dropship wrecks now despawn faster. No more enemy scrap blocking our glorious advance. Big news, you can now jog while carrying two-handed items. Artillery shells or barrels. Pick it up and move it like democracy depends on it, because it does. FRV updates. Better handling, tighter cornering, and you can now throw grenades while leaning out. Who says driving and warfare don't mix? Sidearms get an ammo boost. More mags, more shots, more freedom. TX-41 sterilizer, less recoil. Guard dog, dog breath, smarter targeting, only gassing fresh enemies. Anti-personnel and incendiary mines, shorter cooldowns, higher damage, and better spread. SH-20 ballistic shield, now blocks melee attacks, because democracy should have a solid defense. If you're out on the field of battle and can't find stratagems, remember to look for a shovel and start digging. Fixes. You can emote while falling again, because freedom is best expressed in midair. Health packs fully restore stims. Hell bombs explode when shot. And melee weapons won't send cars flying anymore. Known issues. Black box terminals might spawn underground. Stratagem balls still bounce unpredictably. And the "This is democracy" emote still causing unauthorized spacewalks. Use responsibly. And that's your update straight from Super Earth. Helldivers, adapt, overcome, and spread democracy. Now back to you, Joe.
Thanks, Benny. All right, Helldivers, let's talk about the week at war. It's been a brutal one, so let's break it down. First up, bad news. We lost Kondark, Sirius, and Volmox. Hard-fought battles, but the enemy overwhelmed our positions. Hort, Sega 23, and Bunda Secudas all having the same story. And now, we've got a fresh attacks on multiple fronts. Illuminate forces have hit Probus, Cinta, and a Cuban's Prime. Automatons targeted Lisseth and Short Bay. But here's the good news. We held the line at Lisseth, Krez, and Beltrix. And the big one, Short Bay. Sea forces got out safely, thanks to our Helldivers buying them time. The jet bridge severely crippled without their factories. They can't rebuild their elite units fast enough to recover. What does this mean? Momentum. The automatons are hurting, and the Illumina are getting desperate. But that doesn't mean we can ease up. More battles are coming. In the last 24 hours, we've seen fresh attacks on Jimma, Kurth Secundus, and Volmox. The war isn't slowing down, and neither can we. We'll dig into the strategic impact of Short Bay later at the Table of Three, but first, Bulldog is here with the critical debriefing on the Democracy Space Station. And trust me, you're going to want to hear this.
Listen up, Helldivers. We need to talk about the Democracy Space Station. This isn't just some floating fortress. It's our greatest strategic asset. When the DSS is in orbit, we get faster reinforcements, cleaner supply drops, and real-time intel. Every major victory backed by the DSS. But here's the problem. It's not invincible. The enemy knows its value, and they've tried to take it before. If we lose control, our supply lines suffer. Our dropships slow down, and suddenly, we're fighting an uphill battle. Sound familiar? So here's the deal. If you see a distress call near the DSS, you drop in. You fight. You hold the line. Because if we lose the Democracy Space Station, We're giving the enemy a tactical advantage we can't afford. Stay alert, stay armed, and when the DSS is at risk, you drop. No questions asked. That's the mission, Helldivers. Now get it done.
This is a pre-recorded segment. Information might have changed as the war front is ever changing.
All right, Helldivers, welcome to the Table of Three, where we break down the latest battles and what they mean for the war effort. Today, we're talking about Short Bay, a fight that wasn't about winning, but buying time. Joining me is First Sergeant Grant Reeve, who is on the ground during the retreat, and Lieutenant Helen Knox, a tactical analyst who's been studying the enemy's movements.
Sergeant Reeve, you were in the trenches when sea forces pulled out.
We knew the Automaton Jet Brigade was coming, but command underestimated just how fast they'd regroup. When the order came to hold the line, we weren't holding against grunts. We were holding against aerial killers with enough firepower to level entire squads before they even hit the ground.
We're saying the Jet Brigade was stronger than expected?
Stronger, smarter, and pissed off. We cut their factories down, but that just made them more reckless. They weren't trying to win. They were trying to bury us. If the DSS blockade hadn't slowed them down, we'd be telling a different story.
Lieutenant Knox, from the tactical standpoint, did the Helldivers succeed?
Tactically? Yes. Strategically? To be determined. We gave sea forces enough time to evacuate, which means we saved lives, but at the cost of an entire battlefield. The automatons still hold Short Bay, and if they rebuild their jet brigade, we'll be facing an even stronger enemy down the road.
So what's next? Do we take it back?
Not yet. Not unless we're ready for heavy casualties. The automatons don't just throw units away. They study us, adapt, and counter every move. We have to do the same.
And that means hitting them before they hit us. If we wait for them to come knocking, we're already dead.
Well, you heard it here, Helldivers. The fight isn't over. We won a battle, but the war for Short Bay is far from finished. Stay sharp, stay armed, and above all, stay loyal to Super Earth. That's it for tonight's Daily Wartime Update. Helldivers, we've covered the battles fought, the strategies tested, and the sacrifices made. But the war doesn't stop just because the broadcast does. Next episode drops Thursday, February 13th at 8 p.m. So mark your mission logs and stay battle ready. Remember, our schedule alternates every Thursday and Friday leading up to the season finale. And for those that are following our Halloween Offensive miniseries, stay tuned. Until then, stay vigilant, stay armed, and stay loyal.
From distant planets to the home front calls, the Helldivers fight standing tall. So get your gear, take your stance. This is the show where heroes dance. Here's your daily wartime update, reporting the front lines, don't be late. With Joe and the team, we're on the case, keeping you safe in this wartime race. Tune in tonight for updates that shine, 8 p.m. CST, it's wartime time!
Hort, Sangha 23, and Bundiga, and Bunda Secundus. Ah, fuck.
The enemy...
This show, Helldivers Radio, was a PV production. All music, sound, not original to the podcast, is licensed to the podcast we ask that you contact us at helldiverradio@gmail.com before using any sounds or music for commercial usage for this reason. Thanks for listening.